ॐ ज्ञानतिमिदन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः.
Might appear to be something from some bogus guru. The body should be properly cared for. All precautions should be taken to protect the body. So, build hospitals, do exercise, lift weights, become strong. The body, we should look after the body. Most important, make sure that the body is fit and healthy. Well, that's true. If the body is engaged in Krishna's service, the body should be looked after. That is the point the Prabhupada is making here. Not that we give stress to the body. Our whole philosophy that we're preaching and trying to understand is that we are not the body. The body is temporary. The soul is eternal. Bodily life is just a few seconds. The beautiful body of today is the finished, worn out body of tomorrow. Just like that, there's that poster there. That we, what is that? We bury the body. Of course, in India, at least the Hindus, they don't bury the body. We don't. But if they see that, they might think you're a Christian or a Muslim. We bury the body. But that is the goal of the body. In Thailand, I visited one Buddhist monastery where they're like hardcore. They're really serious about being Buddhists. They're like as sincere as a Buddhist could be. So they have this museum there, like a diorama exhibition. So one of the exhibits is a dead body of a woman's dead body. And it's grotesque and it stinks. It's all, somehow they, I don't know, they preserved it. So it's all shriveled up and dried up and the mouth is open and the eye sockets are empty and there's some gray hairs. And right next to that, there's a picture of a photograph of a very nice, beautiful, young Thai woman. Thai women are famous, for those who know about these things, for their sensuality. They're supposed to be very beautiful women. So they see, there's the contrast, that dead body was one time the object of attraction for the young men in wherever she was living. I remember once in Bengal, I was walking on the street with a godbrother in one town, and we saw three generations. Young girl, about 16 years old, in the flower of youth, and her mother, the flower already wilted away. She was already older. And then you could see there were daughter, mother, grandmother. And then grandmother getting ready for Dehantar Prapti, getting ready to take another body. So they all looked very similar. But one was fresh and young. One was in the process of wearing out. And one was already worn out. So this is these things we have to understand. We're not the body. The body is temporary. Attraction to the body is on the material platform. Attraction to Krishna is on the spiritual platform. So why should we bother for the body at all? We should bother for the body because we need the body to serve Krishna. Now, someone who's very highly spiritually advanced, even he doesn't care for the body. Nidra hara vihara kadi vijito, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they practically stopped eating, stopped sleeping. It's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that they would sleep for only 1.5 hours a day, and sometimes also that wasn't possible because they were too busy. What were they busy doing? Krishna, kirtana, gana, nartana, paro. They were very busy chanting and dancing about Krishna. And nana, shastra, vichara, naika, nipuno, sandharma, samsthapako. studying all the scriptures with the aim of establishing lokanam hitakarino, for the benefit of the people they were establishing. What is the proper purpose of scripture? So you see that we have books like Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So now you open the book, it says it's systematically arranged. Purity of devotional service surpasses all liberation, the chapter. So each chapter, there are so many verses to establish the points. So Rupa Goswami will write that a pure devotee does not even desire liberation. In this regard, it is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, so many quotes will be there, Brahma Yamala, and so many different scriptures are quoted to establish these points. So to get those points, Rupa Goswami had to read through so many scriptures. Just like in the in Hari Bhakti Vilas is similar. So in Hari Bhakti Vilas, you will find there are two verses, I believe, from Varaha Purana, in which it is stated that Lord Varaha is stating that I like to be worshipped with paraphernalia of copper. I prefer that to silver or gold. So that is statement by which we can understand how to worship Lord Vishnu with copper. So to get those two verses, then Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they have to read through the whole Varaha Purana. And from that, their two verses came. So like this, they read so many scriptures. And when they found some point, collect this point, put that for the benefit of the Vaishnavas, future generations. So they were very busy. The six Goswamis, they were very busy. Sometimes we see in Vrindavan Babaji's, and they don't really have much to do. Kind of lazy class. Some of them, I'm not saying all of them. But it's a solution to the problem. If you don't, you're at home, you're not welcome, or you don't have any money, so become a sannyasi. Become a Babaji. And people have enough sentiment. In Vrindavan there are places where they give out chapatis every day. So people go there. At least you see, if you go on the Parikrama Marg, if you come around in the morning, there's a whole line of Mayavadi sannyasis come out of their ashram, because they're giving away every day in the same place chapati, sabji and tea. So they all line up for that. They all have their tiffin carriers for chapatis, little sabji and tea. So this way they're solving the problem of the body. But the six Goswamis, they were so busy, they were so busy serving Krishna, they transcended the demands of the body. There's so much advance. But for ordinary devotees, we can't do that. If we feel a little bit sick, then immediately we want to stop our service, and we find it difficult to chant. If we're very tired, we find it difficult to chant. Stay awake in Bhagavatam class. So we need, as sadhaks, that means those who are practicing, in the practicing stage, we need to maintain the body for the sake of serving Krishna. Now some balance has to be there also, because we don't want to then, okay, I have to maintain the body to serve Krishna, so I'll do 2 hours of pranayama and then 2 hours of asanas, and I have to, in 2 hours, cooking my food, and then 2 hours chanting my rounds, and then that's it, the whole day's gone. So you spend 6 hours a day on bodily maintenance. And there has to be, of course, if someone is very sick, he may have to make some measures, but in general we should be careful. We should, actually devotees should know how to maintain their bodies. In the modern world, people aren't trained in these things. They do all kinds of stupid things like eating the wrong foods at the wrong time. You see, in traditional cultures, people know what to do, how not to get sick, and when you do get sick, what to do. Just like Prabhupada, he would always go, generally, of course Prabhupada said, if you're sick, generally the cure is to fast. That's why we find people, devotees sometimes, they're sick at the time of Mangalarti, so they can't get up. They have to rest more. So by the time of prasadam in the morning, they're already cured and they have a voracious appetite. So actually, if you're so sick that you can't go to Mangaladi, then you're too sick to... If you're so sick, then you should be too sick to eat also. Because fasting is... Generally, the cure for sickness is to fast. But there may be... Sanjaya Prabhupada used to say, feed a cold and starve a fever. So there may be some things it's better to go on eating. If you have a liver problem, you don't want to eat, but you should go on eating. But what to eat? You should know. You'll find people in so many things I learned in Bengal. Just like, don't eat fruit at night. Then don't, because cooling foods, you shouldn't eat it, take in the evening, just like this. Coconut water. Cool coconut water, salty, dab. Then gur, after the beginning of Chaitra Mash, you should no longer take this khajuri gur, date gur, because it's very heating, and the hot season begins then. So many things. And then if you have a liver problem, which so many people do get, yeah, what to eat, you should take this boiled papaya sabji, banana sabji. So many things. And in different parts of India, they know. So many things they know. Once we were out in a traveling party, one of our devotees, Western devotees, not surprisingly, had the runs, as we call it, diarrhea. So we came to one village and we stayed in one home. So immediately, the woman of the home, one of the women, grandmother, ran out to the fields and the jungle area, put up some weeds, as we would call them, then put them on the stone, as Bengali system of rolling the stone to extract the juice. Drink this juice. Drunk, problem finished. So they know all these things. So it may not necessary to go through so many different, and for so many different medications. If we know some things, in the winter season, rub some mustard oil or sesame oil on the body, not on the head. Heating oil on the body and cooling oil on the head. So many different things. If we know these things, then that will help us to stay healthy. Not that we become so much involved in it. Just like if you do, just like exercise, you can do exercise. But then if you're walking when you're chanting your japa, dancing in kirtan, that's also exercise. It's not that you have to get some weights and start lifting them. The tendency is, if you do some exercise like that, the tendency is to get in bodily consciousness. To become very conscious, feel all the different muscles and stretching this way and that way. So we should be careful to look after the body. Mostly that means by common sense, which isn't very common in these days. Sense is uncommon. Mostly people are not very sensible. It's mostly a matter of common sense. Not to become so much involved in bodily activities, because our aim is to serve Krishna. We want to keep the body fit, so we can serve Krishna. But if we're so much concerned with the body that we don't have time to serve Krishna, or we come in the bodily concept of life, then the service to Krishna again becomes mad. Now sometimes in the service of Krishna, we are called upon to do things which are not very good for the body. Especially in a preaching movement, there are many austerities to be undergone. It may not be the best thing for your health to go out village to village, different water in every place, maybe not very good water, maybe the food may not be so good. Or in our preaching services, sometimes we have to stay up very late, or sometimes where we go, the place isn't so comfortable or clean. There are many austerities which we may have to undertake. But then we have to, if we think, let me go to a place where I can arrange that my body will be properly looked after in all respects, then there won't be any preaching. Because the people are living in this world in less than ideal conditions. So we have to go out, just like sometimes We see devotees from the West, when it comes to the hot season in India, they want to go away. But then I'm going most summers, mostly in the summer now. But I always used to think, well, we have 100 million people living in this country, and they're living in the summer here, whether they like it or not. So can't we also stay to preach them? They're staying for sense gratification, for maintaining their bodies for sense gratification. So can't we stay to preach to them? So we have to see what is our priority. But at the same time, there has to be some of that uncommon factor called common sense. Just like we see often, not so often, but in Russia, some of our devotees, they take bath outside at 4 o'clock in the morning in the winter, in minus 30 degrees, which you can't even imagine. I can't even imagine either. So that's some kind of austerity. But that may not be very good for health. Some people's body may tolerate that. Some people, depending upon your bodily constitution, that may even enliven your body. But if your bodily constitution is weak, or if you have excess air within your body, if you have a vayu constitution, then you're probably going to end up, after some time, getting all kinds of pains in your body. I know, because I used to do it. A similar thing. Living in a van in England throughout the year, and sleeping in the van, and then it was so cold in the morning, from the condensation from our breath, there would be all ice around the inside of the van. And then we'd get out and take bath outside. So I found after some time I couldn't move, literally. My body became stiff, like you see in the cartoons. Someone goes through a ringing machine, they become completely stiff like a board. So it wasn't very sensible, because as you're thinking and carrying big heavy weights, so many books. So it happened with me that, in my case, maybe enthusiasm to distribute books, but because I didn't properly think about the body, then the body became useless for distributing books. I mean, I was in a wheelchair for some time distributing books, and you need someone to take you to the place, so it's not so convenient. So we should be careful. Generally in youth we don't care, because in youth almost whatever you do to the body, it tolerates and adjusts. But then what happens? That's the maya of youth. In youth you think, now I can enjoy. But when you enjoy in youth, or if you misuse the body, then the rest of your life you have to suffer. They say you spend the first 30 years of your body, first 30 years of your life abusing your body, and the next 30 years trying to make up for it. That's in the Western world, or in those who are in the enjoying consciousness of life. So our devotees, many of them are young, in young bodies, and they're not trying to enjoy this material world, we hope. They have very gloriously given up the prospect of sense enjoyment in their youth. Sometimes materialists become very sorry that how you are spoiling your life. Now you should see that they may be 50 years old and they're saying, how I wish I was young like you, I could enjoy. But you're simply following all these principles and not enjoying. And they feel very sorry. How my son is spoiling his life by not enjoying. So our devotees are coming to this movement and not indulging in sense gratification. But in another way, they may be actually doing things which may hinder their progress in Krishna consciousness, inasmuch as if they don't look after the body properly, then later on it may become sick, and then you may not be able to serve Krishna in older age as well as you would like to. I mean, you see so many of our devotees, especially sannyasis. Most of us, you may think sannyasis are a very funny bunch of people because they all have these special diets, and because they're mostly all sick in one way or another, because for years and years they've been just, you know, most of our sannyasis are overworked, overstressed, and traveling here and there, and not regular. After some time, the body breaks down. We've seen several of our sannyasis have serious health problems. So they're not going to stop because they're addicted to it. Addicted to that. And you can't practice. Once you have so many commitments and disciples in different places, and even if you want to live a more peaceful life, you can't. But the point is that most of our devotees who are sannyasis, they're like distributing books and this and that in their youth, and like this, didn't look after their health and having health problems now. So it is, Prabhupada is making the point here in this purport, that it is something to consider also for the sake of serving Krishna properly. We should look after our bodies also. Without becoming too much in bodily conscious, we should be careful and cautious what we eat, how much we eat, especially diet is very important. Generally, simple diet is recommended for people who are interested in spiritual advancement. And there will be times when we push the body. That's also part of Krishna consciousness, to push ourselves in Krishna's service. Just like for book distribution, you have to push yourself. Sometimes it's a strain, sometimes you're tired. So you go on. You know, it's not that every time I feel a little tired, then I have to stop and take 4 hours rest. We go on, push ourselves. Pushing. It's pushing. We push ourselves. But then we should see if the body's getting sick. We should take some precaution. We should eat appropriate diet. That doesn't mean luxurious diet. Simple is better than luxurious. It's better even to be a little hungry than to be overfull with food from the health point of view. And even on a day-to-day basis, if you have a little less in your stomach, then you get more energy. If you have too much, then the whole system is overloaded and you feel more sleepy. So even eating less is better than eating more. So these points should be borne in mind. We have to go on serving Krishna throughout our lives. We should push ourselves to serve Krishna. At the same time, be a little careful to look after the body so that we can go on serving Krishna without having too many bodily problems. Of course, if we're destined to have bodily problems, that's unavoidable. But at the same time, Krishna is giving us some intelligence, so we should use that, how to serve Krishna properly in all ways. So with these bodies that we have, we all have a lot of work to do. Every body is expected to do much service for Krishna. So look after the body nicely. Prabhupada said that good health can be maintained, but he mentioned this point. It's in Bhagavatam, first canto. Good health can be maintained by taking simple diet. Especially recommend at this point. So, simple diet, and don't worry too much for anything. Remember, Krishna is protecting us. Don't get too much in so many mental anxieties. Be happy chanting Hare Krishna. If we're happy, then even if there are different bodily concerns, we won't be so much concerned. Whereas if we're not in proper Krishna consciousness, then even a little ill health, and we'll think of it as a very major thing. So many of the health problems can be almost ignored, actually. This may sound contradictory, but just like many things, you have this little pain here, pain. So anyway, we have to go on serving Krishna. But so a lot in health is according to our mental attitude also. If we think, oh, I'm so sick, I can't serve Krishna. We may even want to be, sometimes it seems that some devotees, they almost want to be sick, because then they have an excuse not to do any service. I mean, that's not devotee, that's a very strange attitude. And then there are others who even if there's some sickness, little sickness, they don't care, let's go on with our service. Just like everyone gets colds and this and that, but a cold shouldn't be a reason to stop your service, unless you're cooking for Krishna. If you get a cold, all right, there's so many medicines for cold. Take some medicine and go on with your service. It's uncomfortable, it's unpleasant, but it passes away after a few days. All these things pass over. And even if you have something which is going on throughout life, just like some pains here and there, then take necessary precautions. You should learn. Actually, everyone should learn what is their bodily constitution. Everyone has a different bodily constitution. What kind of food is good for you and what is not, and adjust your diet accordingly. Just like if you're like me, Vat constitution, then for me rice is not good, then other things are not good. So you can adjust like this. If you have some chronic condition like Chandresh, then you may have to undergo some kind of health regime to restore your health. That's something else. But in general, requires some, like I said, just some common sense. Be sensible. Look after your body so that you can engage your body in the service of Krishna. Hare Krishna. Is there any question?
We have seen that in many of our temples, when a devotee falls sick, proper attention is not given. Many of
proper what?
Attention. I mean, it's not properly taken care of. So how is this attitude came in, and how can we change the situation?
Where does this attitude come? Well, one thing I see that in India, what they think when anyone gets, like an itch on their thumb, they have to take them to the doctor. There's some kind of attitude like that. So maybe your perception of it is not so clear either. I mean, it's like everyone in India has this idea, you have to run to the doctor. Unless, I've seen it here in this temple, that someone, they could lie down here and recover, but they think, oh, you have to put them in the nursing home at 500 rupees a day. When all they're going to do is lie down there, the same thing. Because there's this idea that you have to go to some private hospital every time you get an itching in your thumb or something, you have to go and get so many tests. So that's one point, is that the idea of proper attention is, maybe your perception of what the idea of proper attention is somewhat misconstrued also. If devotees are sick, and certainly if they're actually sick and they're lying down, they're sick, then they may need doctor's attention, not every time. In many cases, it's just a question of resting and recovering. And they should get suitable diet, someone should bring them water, maybe they need hot water for bathing and all this kind of thing. So certainly that attention should be given. If you see someone sick and no one's looking after, you look after. You make, if there's something wrong, which you can, it's not proper if devotees are neglected when they're sick. So that proper culture should be established. Any other question?
Krishna says, doing your duty imperfectly, it is better than other duty perfectly. And I don't know which is our duty, and I have some duty.
Well, this has got nothing to do with the class. Has anyone got? We were going to have a seminar to answer only. What is your duty?
Yeah. And I only space out this, but other duty I prefer to do correctly. It's better to do this service because.
What's the question? You're engaging some service, but you're not doing it properly.
Krishna says, better do your duty imperfectly than other duty perfectly. I don't know why, because giving some other being the perfect.
Well, it's just like someone has to clean the floor, right? So others may be engaged. There may be someone who can clean the floor better than you, but he's engaged in some other service which you can't do. So even though you can't clean the floor as well as him, you can't do what he's doing. So better you clean the floor. Do you get my point? It's just like Basu Ghosh Prabhu could also clean the floor, and he could probably do it better than whoever is cleaning the floor. But the person who's cleaning the floor can't do what he's doing. So in that case, it would be, what's better? That Basu Ghosh Prabhu cleans the floor and all these so many management things are neglected.
But he doing his duty perfectly, no?
Yeah.
But Krishna says, better if you do your duty not good, it's better than other duty.
Well, imperfectly means how perfectly can you do it, I'm sure. That, you know, whoever's managing anything in ISKCON, everyone can tell how they're doing it imperfectly. So you may think, well, let me give it up, but then who's going to do it? To do anything perfectly is not, it's very difficult to do anything perfectly. But that doesn't mean that you should give that up. If someone is trained in a certain way, he has a certain response. Just like Arjuna, he was trained as a Kshatriya. Now Arjuna would perform his duty more or less perfectly. But there were, as Krishna explains, there are always imperfections in everything. In this material world, you cannot be perfect. There are always imperfections. But that does that, Arjuna was proposing, I will give up my duty and become a beggar. And Krishna told him, no, we don't need you to be a beggar. There are other people who are being beggars. You have to be a fighter. Even though you may think I'm not doing it properly and there are so many faults in the way I do it, but you have to do it. You've been trained like this, someone has to do it, so you do it. You don't look convinced. Well, I'm not doing my job perfectly of explaining to you. That doesn't mean I should stop giving classes, does it? You'll have to speak more loudly because I can't hear you.
I see and educated many times about Chile. Because
chili is not good for health. Well, some people say it is good for health. Shivananda Swami, who is the head of the Divine Life Society, who is also a doctor by profession, I have his book on herbs, he says it is good. Prabhupada said also, he was asked about chilies, and Prabhupada said if there's ghee, then you have to have chilies to digest it. So there are different opinions about everything. I remember there was an article by Vishakha Mataji in the Back to Godhead. She was writing about cooking. She was writing about milk, and she gave some different quotations from different books written by karmis about health. So there was something like, milk is an essential food, everyone should take one cod every day, and then milk is especially good for the brain, and then there are other quotes saying that milk is not fit for humans, and completely opposite. And they're both giving advice on what's suitable food. So chili may be bad for some people, it may be good for other people. That we shouldn't take too much chilies.
And also products like chili, because this is
Rajagun. Not too much. Not too much. If you want, you can use this Kali Mirch, that black pepper. You'll find that generally for most people that's better for health. Chilies tend to make the stomach acidic. So you can use that. It's better for brahmacharis also. But that's if you have this You're saying it's drying up. If you have bad constitution, that's also drying. So that's also, you see, everything has some good quality and some bad quality. It's not, devotees shouldn't use excessive chilies. Yeah, well, we already got away from this. Yeah, go on.
The spiritual world,
Are there chilies or not? A lot of our Indian devotees won't go. They won't even want to go if you tell them there's no chilies.
Living there just like in Vietnam. They also worshipping, used to, like Bogia, they used to worship the devotees, and they have some religion. So what is the goal of Vietnam? Actually, Krishna themselves is there.
I'm not sure exactly what's going on in Golovri. In Gokul, they're worshipping demigods because it's Lokik. They're within this material world and they have pastimes. The conditions are a little different. In the spiritual world, I'm not sure exactly. Prabhupada used to say that people used to ask questions about the spiritual world. Prabhupada might answer one or two and then he said, you go there and you'll see. It doesn't really matter in our present position whether they're, what they're, exactly the details of what they're doing. The basic thing is that everyone loves Krishna. So that's the basic thing. And the details about, you know, does Nanda Maharaj use a neem twig to brush his teeth in the morning or... that may not be so important. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.